I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Boko Haram recently killed two captive aid workers, and next on the execution list is Leah Sheribu. It's been 8 months since Leah, a 15-year-old Christian girl, was kidnapped by the terror group in Nigeria. She's refused to renounce her faith in Jesus, and now Boko Haram is using her as a bargaining chip for ransom. Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says they're encouraging believers to pray every day at 5:30 p.m. Nigerian time for her release. Pray that she'll sense God's peace and be freed soon. And starting October 25th, Cryout will host their Incense and Fire event, a 74-hour prayer gathering in Lebanon. Cryout's Jane tells us it'll be about worship, workshops, and prayer time. They're asking you to pray that the program will motivate people to be more intentional about prayer in the region. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.